The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling. But eventually, he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.'" The Lord said, "Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. Having come out of a week in which many people, including myself, were rather bothered by the week's events, especially in politics, especially in the race for the highest form and office of the land, it's rather timely for us and refreshing to find in Scripture another person who is bothered, namely this judge. A person who's not bothered by politics, but bothered nonetheless. Bothered by this persistent widow who keeps knocking at the door. She wearies him out, exhausts him. In the Greek, it says that he's ready to, he's scared she's going to punch him out. Give him a black eye. They actually have that in the Greek, in Luke's gospel. The gospels were written in Greek. And he eventually gives in because he's afraid that she's going to knock him out. You feel like knocking people out? Sometimes. And Jesus takes that feeling that we all experience in one way or another, at one time or another. And strangely enough, he says, pay attention to that feeling. And apply that to your life of prayer. In other words, be persistent. Be bothersome to God. As though we could bother God. When it comes to prayer, be like the widow. Of course, while persistence is important in prayer, and we ought to be pouring out our hearts at all times to God, persistence is not the only aspect of prayer, and prayer is more than that. We hear that kind of at the end. Jesus says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? How can prayer fuel a life of faith? How can we become more prayerful people and not just frustrated, weary, and bothered? I'd suggest this weekend we look at the three other P's of prayer, namely the place, the passage, and the presence. A place. We need a place of prayer. Without a place, guess what? Prayer ain't happening. And to pause and to recognize that, look at this place. St. Patrick's. Isn't it wonderful that we can come to a place like this and receive something? We can encounter someone that's different than out there. Without a place like this, where would we be? Do we even have a place of prayer in our homes, in our schedule, in our day-to-day. Perhaps it's a good time to examine the place of prayer. I know I have a certain chair, and I go and I get into a zone in that chair. And it's not the chair that's in front of the TV. That's a different zone. But I'm finding the call more and more to sit in that other chair. Create a place in the home, in your schedule. Because if you don't have a place for prayer, or if this is the only place, you're in trouble. Passage. When we go to prayer, it's more than just us bringing our own problems and our own petitions. It's us encountering God's word. And to be able to pick up the scriptures, which has seen the rise and the downfall of many leaders, of many governments, and many civilizations, that scripture is good news for us in our time. That's seeing the downfall. And the passages of sacred scripture always can lift up and can give hope. How important it is to be able to encounter God's word, to hear his word, which is so different than the noise and the words and the distractions of the world. To have passages of prayer, of scripture that we can go to. Take a look. And finally, presence. Of course, we not only come to a place like this, but we come here for a reason. Because God has promised himself to be present. And when we pray, unlike praying to a hard-headed judge, we are encountering a Father who hears us and who is with us. The great American leader, Martin Luther King Jr., said to be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. Prayer, it's the very life of the Spirit. And in our time, when that Holy Spirit is being compromised by other spirits, disturbing and troubling spirits, how wonderful it is to be able to have a place, to have a passage, to have a presence with whom we can be. God. And to be persistent in that relationship. As the calendar was turning into the new millennium, John Paul II wrote that he feared that Christians would be more and more at risk. And he went so far as to say, we are at risk to the extent that we do not pray. My friends, to be a community of prayer, to be a parish where we meet Christ, and that meeting with Christ is expressed not only by persistence, but in praise and thanksgiving, in pouring out our hearts. This is what we need. This is what we can be. And to be persistent in that is a wonderful and beautiful thing. To proclaim that is so needed. Today, as we continue in the celebration of the Eucharist, let us continue by remembering that what we do here is prayer. We encounter God, and to be encountered by him so as to go forth out there is precisely what we're called to do. Let us give thanks that we have this place to come. Find the place, the passage, and the presence for prayer. Hold on to it. Be persistent in it. And God will raise us up.